visiting with Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you guys stay busy. You're playing tonight with the game with Madison being moved up due to the incoming winter weather. But you guys have picked up some good wins recently. So you feel like the girls are playing well here heading into the final week of the regular season for you guys?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that we need to be excited about. Coming back from Christmas break, we've had a pretty tough schedule, and we've managed to do that with only one loss to a really good Osage City team. So we do have some really good momentum, and we've been getting better each and every week, so we just have to keep that up.
Well, you guys are 15-3, and you know have won six straight heading into tonight. And you mentioned that loss to Osage in the championship game of the Flint Hills Shootout. But coach, what really impressed me is one of these wins was against a really good Eureka team by four at your guys' place back on the fourth.
Yeah, absolutely. And Eureka is down one of their starting guards, but they are still a really, really solid team that came to our gym. And we were able to pick up a really, really good win against them, which was huge just for our confidence. But also they're a team that's in our sub-state that we could potentially battle again here in a couple of weeks. So, that might have been one of the biggest wins we've had this year.
And another big win that you guys had last week as part of a three-game week was that road win at Meredithine Valley where you won 52-46. And I believe that was a game you had to battle in, especially with the Traver girl and what she has to offer.
Yeah, she is a really, really good player. She can shoot it from the outside, but she is also really quick and is able to finish at the rim as well. I thought Ava Wilson did a really, really nice job playing defense against her. She limited what she was able to do. She scored a few points in transition, but overall Ava shut her down for the most part. And yeah, as a team, it was definitely a battle going out on the road, and we didn't shoot from the free throw line well, but it was good to come out with the win.
I know the schedule kind of changed things with the weather that's coming in late tonight and into tomorrow, but you got to be glad that this game is getting in and you got one more regular season game before the sub-state seeding happens on Saturday. But, you know, every game matters. You guys are playing some good basketball, and I know you want to end the regular season on a high note because right now you're at number two in the Yates Center region.
Yes. Yeah, we have put ourselves in a really good position heading into the sub-state. But like you said, we still have two regular season games left before we can think about the postseason. So right now our focus and energy is just on against Madison tonight and then finishing the year with Center on Friday.
Visiting with Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy here on the Area Coach's Corner. As we mentioned, Madison, the opponent tonight, game being moved up from tomorrow to tonight due to the projected winter weather. We'll have that game for you on Country 101.7 FM this evening. And then on Friday, they play Center. You guys do. And then you'll see where you land in sub-state play. And seeding comes out on Saturday. And I believe it's maybe early next week when first round games are being played, coach. I think that kind of sounds about right.
The tail end, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know it's different in 2A and 3A than what it is 1A. So tail end of next week is when you would play your first game.
Correct. Yes.
So and if you remain in that two spot, it'd be a home game.
Yeah, I think we have a potential to maybe host one or two rounds, which would be a really great way to start.
And hosting would be really impressive for your girls too.
Yeah, I think so. Our schedule as a whole this year has been a lot more challenging across the board than last season, and we've really stepped up and handled it well. So yes, I'm really proud of what they've achieved so far.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. We look forward to carrying tonight's game on Country 101.7 FM. And best of luck tonight, and best of luck on Friday to take on Center, and best of luck coming up in Substate beginning towards the end of next week. We'll know the opponent this weekend for the Bulldogs, and I'll catch up with you again in 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you much.
That is Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizen State Bank, Griffin Real Estate, and the Chase County Chamber of Commerce. On KVOE, live and local.